Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The Believe Podcast Network presents the FCS Football Podcast.
Read it, son!
With Joe DeLeon.
Well, let's get fat.
And Sean Anderson.
I am a soothsayer.
In 2022, Kennesaw State had yet another stellar season, finishing things off with a playoff appearance. And a big reason for their success was their starting quarterback, Xavier Shepherd, who was an All-American this past year and also threw for 1,300 yards while rushing for 867 and finishing off with 15 passing and 23 rushing touchdowns. For today's interview edition of the FCS Football Podcast with Joe DeLeon and Sean Anderson, we hopped on with Xavier Shepherd to talk about this past season, his first year as a starter, and also got to hear his choice for favorite jerseys. Before we get to that interview, though, folks, I do have to tell you about Bet Online, which is our sponsor for today's show. I started getting into betting, as I've mentioned a couple times on these reads, and been putting a couple dollars down here and there, and guess what, folks? I'm on a bit of a heater right now. Three picks in a row. I'm having a great time. Not going crazy with the amount I'm putting down, but enough to make these playoff games interesting for me because my New York Giants are out of the NFL playoffs. If you want things to be interesting for you too, you want to have a little more fun, get a little extra beer money, you gotta head to Bet Online, which is your number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. Head to their website now and get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit by using promo code BELIEVE to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all of the amazing offers for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now let's hear from Xavier Shepherd. Welcome into today's interview edition of the Believe in FCS Football Podcast. Today we are joined by Kennesaw State quarterback Xavier Shepherd, who earned All-American, All-Conference honors, was the Big South Offensive Player of the Year. Xavier, how you doing, man? How's your break been treating you?
Doing pretty good. Just working out, making sure that my body's getting healthy and getting ready for the next season.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick turnaround when you kind of think about it. As soon as break ends, it starts to creep up on you getting ready for those workouts and stuff like that. Is Kennesaw, are you guys an early morning workout or a late workout type of team? We were the 5 a.m. workout team, and that sucked.
We're the, I guess, mid-morning. We have different groups go at different times because everybody's schedule is different.
Oh, that must be nice. So, our coaching staff used to say, screw it, we're all going at 5 a.m., so we all go at the same, at the same time. Sean, I know you definitely didn't like waking up that early.
God, no. It was awful. Especially the redshirt year, it was nightmarish.
No. So and speaking of redshirt, so Xavier, I like asking guys this question to start off and finding out what led to that decision to come in and play for an FCS program. You were a 3-star guy. You had some offers from some FBS programs, and you made that decision to come play at Kennesaw. What led you to decide to play for an FCS program?
The decision came down to honestly what I felt comfortable with. The school, they had a very great show about how their recruiting process was, and they were very honest up front, and that's what I was looking for, you know, honesty within the program, you know, telling me what it is and not being too scared to get straight to the point about what they really wanted.
Were you looking for an option team coming out of high school, or were you going to be pretty, or are you pretty flexible coming out saying, hey, coach, I'll play wherever, whatever?
It wasn't my first choice.
Okay.
At first. but it kind of grew on me as I saw it, because the guys, you know, they're really good people. And, you know, playing for a good team like this, you know, you meet all types of people coming from different backgrounds. And to be able to, you know, as like as soon as you come in, you kind of feel that home feeling. Mm-hmm. It means something to you.
Right. So did the offensive approach that Kennesaw goes with, that, you know, that option-based offense, did they not factor in as much? Or was it just mostly because you just really liked the school that you wanted to go there, and that was part of the equation that you'd be running an option?
It did factor into it. It was like, okay, you know, they're running an option, which is okay, you know. But at the time, they were throwing the ball like how we were this year. So it kind of showed me, okay, they don't run the ball as much.
We sorry for all the option questions. We are just huge fans of it because especially in college football, it's a lot of fun to see all these schools with the defensive coordinators just getting so bent out of shape for an option offense. It just creates chaos in every game that you're playing against, because even if you prep for 10 weeks against 4-3s and 3-4 defenses, now you got to take a whole week to learn an entire different offense to stop. So it's at least fun to watch. I know it would have been incredibly tiring as an offensive lineman to have to go through that, and you know, not much as easy, you know, sets and just, you know, getting a nice pass rush in. But we are just big fans of watching it, and especially Kennesaw with the way that you guys run it.
I definitely understand that. Like when we see other schools run the triple option, it's totally different than what we do. So
yeah.
Yeah, you guys throw the ball. You mentioned that you guys throw the ball a good amount, and like you take a look at your stats, like you had a pretty good passing total at the end of the year. And I remember before you took over at quarterback, it was like really run heavy, like you kind of alluded to. Like, how has the passing game like helped you expand your game a little bit? Or the better way to phrase that is, how does that help you as a quarterback that you can do both things so effectively?
It definitely helps, you know, being able to throw the ball and run the ball. It gives the defense more ideas to kind of worry about. You know, you got me running, you got other guys that are running too. You got the receivers that can catch. We have really good receivers that can catch the ball. So it just gives the defense a lot of problems.
Yeah, you guys torched Gardner-Webb this year. You had 12 completions against him, 209 yards, 4 touchdown passes against him. So I guess when you find a defense that you know you can pick apart with however you want on offense, and you're kind of like, oh, okay, now it all is starting to come together.
Yeah.
So, Xavier, what led to you becoming the full-time starter this year? Obviously, quarterbacks, it's a different journey. Some have a harder time picking up the college scheme. Some of them could just pick it right up, depending on what offense they played in. But this last year as a full-time starter, how would you rate the experience, and how'd you get there?
I got here personally by just, I guess, keeping my head down, you know, always looking at the next opportunity. You know, you never know what could happen. You know, a guy could get injured or whatever it could be. But being a full-time starter, it definitely was a lot of changes that I had to make, because I was so used to seeing other guys go in front that I would just have to, you know, take on that role. And, you know, coming into it, it was normal because I had done it in high school before, so it wasn't that big of a transition. But on the college level, it was something different, you know, playing Georgia Tech and being at their stadium. It was a huge atmosphere, so it was kind of a little bit of adjustment. But outside of that, the rest of the season, we rolled with it.
How early on did you find out that you were going to be the starter this season? Was that something that was just like an ongoing competition, or like were you like going into fall camp, you're like, oh, I know I'm going to be the starter, I'm ready to go?
Going into fall camp, we had a competition throughout. It was me and another guy within the program. We had a competition, and he ended up being the starter, but then he got hurt the first week, like I think the first game. So then I took over for the rest of the season. And then as it went on, the coaches were like, okay, they brought me into the office and said, okay, we haven't really told you this, but it's pretty known you're the starter for the rest of the season. And, you know, they went with it, and we just from there, it was history.
Now, I've been on record as saying that I think that Kennesaw State has the best uniforms in FCS college football, maybe even in all of college football. I think the yellow on yellow is fantastic. The black uniforms are fantastic, and the whites are great. So personally, what's your favorite? And then what's your least favorite from any teams that you played or seen? I think Sam Houston actually has awful uniform combinations. Historically, I know they're great team, but like the early 2000s Sam Houston uniforms are disgusting. So it's just like, I'd like to pick your brain about that, because you guys, when you take the field, it just looks great.
Our uniforms are really good. I say our best combo would always be all yellow. It's always good. It never fails. Every time we put it on, it just always looks good.
Oh yeah.
The worst combinations I've seen. I'd have to say Gardner Webb, honestly.
Oh yeah, those are.
I was thinking of that too.
Their uniforms are good. It's just, I don't know. It's just the way they put them together. It doesn't match at all.
Now, did you guys break out the grays this year at all? Because those are pretty great. Oh yeah, I'm looking at it now. That's fantastic. And I'm not even a huge proponent of the gray on gray uniform, but it's because at Seattle, what they have, it's like, okay, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. These are fantastic.
Yeah, our coach was kind of mad about those grays because every time we wore them, it was always a closer game than what it needed to be. So he said, you know, we'll have the grays for this season, and then next season we're throwing them out because they're gone.
It's just superstitious with
them. Very superstitious about it.
That's great.
That's always funny hearing the coach's input there that that he didn't like those. I got a really random question. Were you at Kennesaw when they broke out the turnover plank? And is that still a thing? Like, do you know what I'm talking about with the
turnover
prompt?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I want to say it was 2 years before I got here.
Okay.
I do know the guy. I was here when he was here actually came up with turnover, the plank and everything. So I know about it. We've never done it like the offensive side of the ball. It's always been the defensive side of the ball. So,
but the defense is still doing it, or are they?
Defense does it every time.
Oh, okay.
Every time.
It hasn't made as any headlines, but it's still such a fun thing to see.
Oh yeah.
I know you wouldn't know this, but there have actually been a couple members of the Kennesaw State band that have listened and interacted with the show a good amount. I was just wondering your thought, because they're going to be, Joe, they're going to be so happy that we're talking with Xavier today. They're going to be so happy. How can we not? Well, Joe has ghosted them on like they've tweeted at us like three straight times. Joe hasn't responded or done anything. So we feel bad.
Also texted us.
So yeah. Oh God, I forgot about that. So we have to kind of get some goodwill towards him. So, you know, if you got any thoughts on the band, and you know, I think it'll be a win-win for everybody.
Is the band a big deal at Kennesaw? It seems like it is bigger than most schools.
It's a pretty big deal. It's a lot of people that join the band throughout the year. I personally don't know anybody that's on the band, but I know, you know, they work just as hard as we do. So of course, you know, showing them some love wouldn't be a bad thing. I think it was Homecoming where they had like the best show, at least from what I've heard them play.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, we've only gone off of interaction, so we've never heard them actually perform, but that's interesting to get the...
Oh, wait, we did.
I never thought we'd be asking the starting quarterback of a school about the band, but here we are, Sean.
Nick sent us an MP3 of him playing the trumpet one night.
Yeah, we have some interesting listeners. back to football. Sure, Xavier, I wanted to ask you, though, you're as a quarterback... like, is there a favorite route that you guys run in Kennesaw's offense that you know is going to be a big play every single time, or maybe just in general, like a certain play that you're like, ooh, and this is coming up, I'm excited to throw this pass?
That's a good question. We do run a lot of routes, a lot of route combos. I would have to say the wheel route by the slot. That's probably like the most favorite out of all of our routes that we've run.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Who do you think has the most fun in practice? Because offensive linemen, we don't have any fun. I don't think the D-line has much fun. Linebackers or running backs, I think they have a medium amount of fun. Every time I looked over, the quarterbacks looked like they were having a blast. I know if you're doing your warmups and you overshoot the wide receiver, it's 10 pushups, or you need to make that throw. And even just the warmups, I get it. But they always look like they're having a fun time throwing the ball at the goalposts and little challenges and games. I'm like, oh, that's fun. I'm just an inside run. But who do you think had the most fun? Because I know the specialists also, they look like
don't bring
just,
us in this.
They were just happy to be there.
That's a good question. Ooh. Out of all the groups, I'd probably say the slots, regardless, like they run a lot.
Yeah.
But they always have the most energy at practice.
Sure.
So I'm gonna have to say the slots.
Well, yeah, the receivers are always dancing, so like they could be miserable, but they look much happier than everyone else does.
Yeah, but it's I'm talking as a collective unit, like
right
as a unit, the slots have it.
Sean, I think that was all we had here for Xavier. Appreciate you hopping on and taking the time to talk with us about this past season and some of the things about your career so far. Where can everybody find you on social media? Just for a quick plug.
You can follow my Instagram, x.shep, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is x_base8.
Awesome. All right. Awesome. Well, thanks again. Thanks again, Xavier, and we'll be sure to tag you. Be looking forward to seeing how you do this upcoming season.
All right. Thank you.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.